What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
This is Squawk Pod. I'm CNBC producer Katie Kramer. Today on our podcast, Mandate Madness. Businesses, cities, even the federal government requiring COVID vaccinations for workers. Some U.S. leadership doesn't agree. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
My view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers.
The Delta variant has COVID cases and hospitalizations up, particularly among the unvaccinated. For Cruz, it's the principle.
How would you feel if CNBC had a series of medical procedures that they demanded you do as a condition of your employment? It's not your employer's job to be forcing it on you, and I think we ought to respect medical privacy.
At the same time, we have to respect the idea that we do not want to injure our colleagues or other people in society who have every right to stay healthy and alive.
And the personal politics of vaccination, CNBC's Steve Leisman, exclusive to this podcast.
You know, look, the struggle between individual freedoms and the collective good has been something that has been a hallmark of this entire pandemic.
It's Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. Squawk Pod begins right after this.
Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones, from powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY, a big idea that inspired the world to invest differently, and still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
This is Squawk Pod from CNBC. First up on today's pod, the interview heard round the Twitter, Ted Cruz. A few days ago, the senator gave our TV broadcast about 15 minutes of his morning. And a clip of that interview lives on our Twitter. 2,000 people have commented. 1,200 people have shared it. It's one of our most interactive with videos on our feed ever. Our feed, by the way, is at Squawk CNBC. Be sure to follow. Senator Cruz has strong views on COVID mandates, masking, and vaccinations. And this is the time to talk about it, as more and more U.S. businesses encourage, incentivize, and yes, require vaccinations and masks in an effort to end this pandemic. So far, over a dozen U.S. corporations, from tech to airlines like United, have announced vaccine mandates for some or all of their workers. Here's President Biden.
I want to thank Walmart, Google, Netflix, Disney, Tyson Foods for the recent actions requiring vaccination for employees. Look, I know this isn't easy, but I will have their backs and the backs of other private public sector leaders if they take such steps.
The U.S. military plans the same. Yesterday, the Pentagon announced mandating immunization for all service members by mid-September, even sooner if vaccines receive full FDA approval before then. The United States reported a seven-day average of more than 108,000 new coronavirus cases per day as of Sunday. That's up 36% from a week earlier. And the vast majority, 80-plus percent of sequenced coronavirus cases nationwide, are stemming from the highly contagious Delta variant. Vaccinations are believed to be the safest way to get Americans back to real life, to offices after more than a year of remote work, to vacations, to schools. Children under the age of 12 are not yet eligible for any of the three COVID shots available for emergency use in the U.S. And in the absence of vaccination, many public health experts suggest we go back to social distancing, to masks, especially in classrooms. Here's CNBC contributor and former FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
I can't think of a business right now that would put 30 unvaccinated people in a confined space without masks and keep them there for the whole day. No business would do that responsibly, and yet that's what we're going to be doing in some schools. So I think we need to enter the school year with a degree of humility and prudence.
Not everyone is on board, as you'll hear. Since this interview with Senator Ted Cruz was recorded, he's been on Fox, YouTube, and Twitter, doubling down against mandates. Our own Becky Quick and Andrew Ross Sorkin asked him all about it. Here's Andrew.
Senator, I want to pivot to vaccines for a moment. You have masking requirements and mandates. You have been against mandates, I know. But I'm curious whether you support private enterprises and businesses, including Walmart and others, that are now mandating the vaccine for their own employees.
So I don't. I think it's a mistake. My view on COVID is a serious disease. We as a country have taken extraordinary steps to try to defeat this disease. I'm glad we've taken many of these steps. But we've also imposed enormous harms on our economy, on people's lives and livelihoods and on their families. And I think we need to balance those appropriately. My view on the vaccine, I support vaccines. I believe in vaccines. So I've taken the vaccine. My wife Heidi's taken the vaccine. My parents have taken the vaccine. Heidi's parents have taken the vaccine. I'm encouraging people to take the vaccine. But I also believe in individual freedom. I believe in individual responsibility. So I don't think anyone should make you take the vaccine. I don't think the government should. And I don't think your employer should. I think you ought to have the choice to make your own medical decisions with your doctor. And I have faith in people that they can weigh the pros and cons and make a determination whether or not to take the vaccine. I got to say, it's been very troubling this week seeing Democratic politicians from Joe Biden to Bill de Blasio announcing vaccine mandates, that the government is going to make people take vaccines. Joe Biden announcing
Senator,
the government
feel,
is going to make our military take vaccines.
As a former lawyer, how do you feel about the legality of private enterprises? I know you're a true believer in the free market. Private enterprises making these decisions. Clearly, they're making these decisions on behalf of their companies. You could argue that if every employee is a key man, you want to keep them healthy and alive.
So I think it is a mistake for companies to be mandating vaccines for their employees. We are seeing some employers that are doing this. There's been litigation over it. The litigation so far has largely not been successful. For example, in Houston, Methodist Hospital, a major hospital, issued a mandate to its employees forcing them to get vaccinated. A number of the employees filed a lawsuit. Unfortunately, that lawsuit got thrown out of court. I've introduced legislation that would provide civil rights protections for employees. If your employer tries to force you to get vaccinated, it would provide civil rights remedies. Right. If you think about it right now, you know, Andrew, you work at CNBC. How would you feel if CNBC had a series of medical procedures that they demanded you do as a condition of your employment? I think you would understandably be quite dismayed. Now, you may make a decision in consultation with your doctor about the medical procedures that make sense, right, but it's not your employer's job to be forcing on you. I think we ought to respect medical privacy.
At the same time, we have to respect the idea that we do not want to injure our colleagues or other people in society who have every right to stay healthy and alive. And so one of the questions I'd ask you actually is about masking. You've been against masking mandates. Mm-hmm. The governor in your state has effectively created a rule saying that you can't mask inside schools. The governor in Arkansas, who did something similar, by the way, has now said that he believes that was a great mistake given the spread of the Delta variant. And it's creating lots of issues.
So, Andrew, that's not exactly accurate. The governor of Texas didn't say you can't mask inside of schools. If a child or a teacher wants to wear a mask, he or she can.
You can't mandate a mask.
But that's very different. Any individual can choose to wear a mask. What the governor said is that the government isn't going to force you to wear a mask. And my view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. And I got to say, this argument, there's a lot of self-righteousness in this debate back and forth. But this argument that those who don't get vaccinated are somehow the unworthy, unwashed, reckless people endangering everyone else, I don't think that actually stands up to scrutiny. Listen, as I said, I've taken the vaccine. I believe in vaccines. I'm encouraging people to voluntarily take it. But if somebody doesn't take the vaccine, they pose relatively little threat to me. They pose relatively little threat to someone who has chosen to take the vaccine. Now, they may potentially pose a threat to somebody else who isn't vaccinated. Well, you know what? They made that choice. And for adults, you're entitled to make decisions. You know what? Smokers, when they light up a cigarette, they're increasing their chances they're going to get lung cancer. That may not be a wise decision to do, but in America, we give people the freedom to make decisions about their own health, even if we don't approve of the decisions they make.
I understand your point on vaccinations. There's some valid questions people have about whether they should be taking it, particularly under emergency use authorization. But not everyone's had the choice to make whether they can get this or not, including kids under age 12, including some people who are at heightened risk for some of these things. But let's move on from that. Back to the mask issue itself. I mean, this is not greatest generation mm-hmm. challenges we are asking of people. If a private business or even a local school district decides that they would like to have people mask up, this is not, again, a medical decision that you're asking them to subvert their doctors from being able to make. This is pretty, you know, low-tech stuff that seems like it's not invasive if they want to ask people to mask up. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, look, Becky, I agree with that. And if an individual, if a restaurant, if a store has a mask policy, look, as a customer, I comply with that. Now, if I don't want to comply with that, I may choose to go elsewhere. I do think that a business has a right to request either its employees or customers wear masks. Some are doing so. You know, I will say in Houston, about a month ago, I was out running errands, and the one store in Houston that required masks was the Apple store, which made me laugh out loud. And at the time, the CDC recommendation was if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. And I asked the folks there, I said, so does Apple not follow the science? They didn't have an answer to that, obviously. Yes, but it's their
Senator,
right. And if I really disliked it, I could have decided I'm not going to get my iPhone. I'm not going to buy the accessories. You know what I did? I put the mask on and I bought the iPhone accessories
Senator,
that I came in to
okay
buy.
Why are you okay with a private business doing it but not a public school?
Because a public school is using government force. Because the government is different than a private business. The government is forcing you to do it. And when it comes to masking in schools, that is one of the most profoundly anti-science recommendations you have seen. Number one, we've seen throughout COVID, there has been a serious death toll. This is a serious disease. But the people who are particularly vulnerable to COVID are the very elderly, are those with significant comorbidities, things like diabetes, things like compromised immunity. There it can be a deadly disease. But for young, healthy people, the rate of fatality has been very, very low.
Senator,
and for children,
Senator, the spread
there are
of
other diseases where children are particularly susceptible to. But among children, the rate of catching COVID has been relatively low, and the rate of serious disease among children has been exceptionally low. And the data show that I have not seen any studies showing that children in schools are any meaningful vector for spreading COVID. And so the masking is not backed up by the science. It's an exercise of arbitrary
Senator,
political power rather than prudent science.
I think there's a larger question about the science when it comes to the Delta variant. I think that the earlier variants were maybe a different story, but I think we're now into a different place. You can look around states, including your own, where kids under the age of 12, obviously not vaccinated, are getting it widespread. They may not be ending up in hospitals at the same rate as the elderly, but I do think it's an issue, and I hope we have an opportunity to continue this conversation.
Our girls are 10 and 13. We've chosen not to vaccinate them because at this point, the data, the risk to kids, we think that makes sense versus the risks of a new and untried vaccine. We think the cost-benefit analysis is different for adults. Secondly, I'd say if you look at the Joe Biden CDC decision-making, all of the indications are that the mandate to mask in schools was not driven by science. It was driven by the teachers' unions. It was driven by the union bosses who demanded that. I think the CDC has done enormous damage to their credibility by behaving as a political organization. A year and a half ago, they were one of the most respected scientific organizations in the world. They allowed themselves to be politicized. That's not good for the CDC, and it's not good for anybody else.
Senator, it is a longer conversation. There was an argument made that the CDC was politicized under the former administration as well. But I look forward to talking to you about that and so much more very, very soon.
Up next on Squawk Pod, you're going to force me to do what?
There were pretty much majorities in favor of vaccine mandates on cruise ships and on airplanes. And there were not majorities or majorities against vaccine mandates in your workplace, vaccine mandates in concerts. We want vaccine mandates when we fly, but not when we rock.
CNBC's Steve Leisman on the data behind the mandates.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
You're listening to Squawk Pod. So, what's in a mandate? Rules, laws, standard operating procedures, particularly when it comes to masks to slow the spread of COVID infection in schools, have become a heated political debate.
Some state officials are passing laws or signing orders that forbid people from doing the right thing. If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has banned mandates, masks, vaccines, you name it, of any kind in his state.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. His solution is he wants to have the government force kindergartners to wear masks in school. He doesn't believe the parents should have a say in that. He thinks that should be a decision for the government. Well, I can tell you in Florida, the parents are going to be the ones in charge of that decision.
DeSantis is similar to his Republican peers, South Carolina's Henry McMaster.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another week at the State House.
Also opposes mask mandates, especially in schools, but encourages widespread vaccination.
The new variant, the Delta variant, does pose a real threat. But shutting our state down, closing schools, and masking children who have no choice to protect adults who do have a choice is the wrong thing to do.
In Arkansas, a state with about 37% of citizens fully vaccinated, Governor Asa Hutchinson said on CBS News over the weekend that he regrets signing a law earlier this year banning mask mandates.
Facts change and leaders have to adjust to the new facts that you have and the reality of what you have to deal with. I realized that we needed to have more options for our local school districts to protect those children, and so I asked the legislature to redo the law. It was an error to sign that law. I admit that.
There's something about the idea of requiring, compelling, mandating someone to do something, to take some action. People have pretty strong opinions. How do Americans really feel about mandates?
Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. It's good to talk to you. I caught up with my CNBC colleague, Steve Leisman, who runs a unique bipartisan poll surveying everyday Americans about their opinions. They have a lot of them.
So it's the All America Economic Survey, and it's an attempt by CNBC to get the voice and the opinions of a broader public. That's why we called it All America. Everybody, when we first started doing our survey, thought we were just polling rich people, but we weren't. And what it is, it's one of probably the longest running financial or economic opinion surveys out there in the country. We've been doing it since 2006, I believe. was the first year we started doing it. And we started doing it initially to see how people were feeling about Christmas spending. And then that kind of morphed into all sorts of opinions about what people think about taxes and government spending and inflation and employment and jobs and the recession, the Great Recession, all sorts of things.
How do you figure out what the topical buzzwords or headlines are that you're going to ask people about?
Well, it's a little bit of luck and a little bit of finesse and a little bit of knowing your beat. We try to look at what the headlines are of the day and ask about that. We also try to project what are going to be the issues. So and sometimes we change at the last minute. This Delta variant seems to come on very fast, and we just kind of threw in a bunch of questions.
And when you put this survey out into the field, it was in late July. What kind of questions did you ask?
What we try to do is to stick to our knitting, which is financial and economic stuff. We know there are tons of polls out there that deal with people's political views. We ask about those, but we try to make sure that when we ask about them, they have some kind of bearing on the financial or economic world that we cover. So the big question that we had was, first, we wanted to know who was vaccinated, because that was important for the next questions we were going to ask. We asked about whether people were concerned that the Delta variant would mean new lockdowns, new mask mandates, people returning later to work, and of course, more deaths and hospitalizations. So that was the Delta variant question. And then we asked some questions on the vaccine, which again was stuck to our knitting. So we asked people, were you vaccinated? And that was going to be important, because we're going to ask, what do you think about vaccine mandates? That was becoming a very big issue out there. So we asked what people thought about vaccine mandates overall. And then we started to ask about vaccine mandates in specific instances, for example, for hospital workers, for cruise ships, for airplanes, for the place where they work.
So let's break that down. How do people feel about vaccine mandates overall?
So it turns out that the public is very divided about mandates. And 49% think there should be, and 46% think there shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case. And by the way, that difference there is within the poll's 3.5% margin of error. 63% of those who are vaccinated support them, and 32% of the vaccinated oppose mandates. And then you have about 80% of the unvaccinated opposing mandates versus 17% who support them. Democrats, 74% favor mandates, vaccine mandates, versus 29% of Republicans. Independents are about in the middle, 43%. Well, you know, one thing I love about this survey is when you see people really thinking about the questions we ask and making distinctions. Sometimes you think somebody calls you on the phone and they're like, you're like, yes, 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 no, no, no. That wasn't the case with this question. People really made distinctions. For example, they were very heavily in favor of hospital workers having a vaccine mandate. They were more or less in favor. They were pretty much majorities in favor of vaccine mandates on cruise ships and on airplanes. Federal employees got the 50%. And then what was interesting was we got below that level, and there were not majorities or majorities against vaccine mandates in your workplace, vaccine mandates in concerts. Those were kind of really surprising details that came out, that people made very, very sharp distinctions between where they thought the mandates should happen and where they didn't.
That's interesting. So in favor for hospital workers, but not maybe in your own workplace or in your own community.
Right. Well, the way I led the story is we're okay. We want vaccine mandates when we fly, but not when we rock. So I was kind of surprised about the concert thing.
So the question then, from the data and then, you know, broadly sociologically speaking, do mandates work?
You know, it's hard to tell. You certainly can't tell from this data whether or not they work, but certainly they're controversial. And interestingly enough, they're controversial among those who have been vaccinated. You know, look, the struggle between individual freedoms and the collective good has been something that has been a hallmark of this entire pandemic. And having a vaccine or not having a vaccine doesn't end that debate. There are plenty of people who have the vaccine who think it shouldn't be mandated for others. And even, by the way, I think it was 17% of those unvaccinated who were in favor of mandates. So there you go. It doesn't always line up the way you think. And I think it's Peter Hart, who is the principal in Hart Associates, which is the Democratic pollster we use, and we use public opinion strategies for our Republican pollster. But Peter Hart said, well, polling's not interesting until it is. So this is one of those things that you ask a question and you get the answer and you kind of raise your eyebrows like, oh, okay, it's a little more interesting than we thought.
And that's Squawk Pod for today. Tell us what you think about this podcast. Tweet us at Squawk CNBC. Remember, at Squawk CNBC. Or write a review. You can do that on your phone if you listen on Apple Podcasts. Squawk Box is hosted by Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin. That's on CNBC weekday mornings at 6 Eastern. And Squawk Pod is available wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.